And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
As you know, we've been talking about the Chandra Levy controversy, the disappearance. What do you think? Our number is wide open at 1-800-449-8686. Getting input from people around the country, a lot of different ideas, a lot of different concepts. I downloaded something off of the internet today, which is a timeline, very helpful timeline, showing just what happened and when it happened. And I don't think I saw anything out of the ordinary, Michael, though. Didn't I mention something to you? There was one thing that was kind of interesting in there. And it had, it's the apartment and the use of her computer. Oh, the websites that she visited. They were all fairly predictable of, what you would expect of a person who's going to travel, because there were some websites having to do with California and everything else. But let's just get to your calls. 1-800-449-8686. And go out on the freeway now. Roland, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Okay, do I hear the guy? Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. You're on the air.
First of all, I wanted to say how much we enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And I think, Phil, you mentioned that you voted for Gore. You have to admit now, this is such a Democratic, it almost seems like a disease among the Democrats.
What disease are we talking about? Are we talking about cheating on your wife?
This kind of philandering, yes. We're talking about cheating on your wife.
We're not talking about murder, are we?
You know as well as I do there are questions about President Clinton and Vince Foster.
There have been questions about Clinton, if you, sir...
Wait, hold on. Allow me to finish my point.
But, sir, Clinton was accused of everything from causing World War II. He murdered Vince Foster. He's created the alien conspiracy. He's behind the Art Bell Show. You know, Clinton was accused of everything.
Well, you know, you liberals love to say that, but you cannot deny that now, within a three-year period, another Democrat has been caught with his hand in the cookie jar and cheating on his wife.
But that is not murder, okay? And while Clinton did it...
Did you see some of the accusations that Jerry Falwell made? Did you see some of...
Oh, Jerry Falwell, yes. Now, I have to. Jerry Falwell made the accusations. Jerry Falwell, either it's coming out of his rear end or his mouth, but it's all the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know,
no, I don't follow.
Either Jerry Falwell, either it's coming out of his mouth or his rear end, it's all the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm sorry. I don't get it.
It's crap.
Whether it's coming out of his mouth?
It's coming out of his mouth or his rear end. It's all the same thing.
You're saying that he's full of crap.
Yeah, that's there you go. That's what I'm saying. 1-800-449-8686. I don't follow. All right, let's go to Lancaster. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. I think that there's no doubt in my mind, Phil. Is this the number you call to find out about what you think?
This is the number to call for me to find out what you think.
Yes, sir. I'm a little bit nervous. I wanted to call in and talk about the Jerry Condit situation. And
his name's Gary, by the way, but that's... Go ahead, sir.
His name's Gary.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wanted to talk about the Gary Condit situation. I believe he had motive, and I believe he had opportunity. If you look at the situation, here is a guy... is this the station that talks about the issues that I care about? That's all it's...
Yes, this is the one.
Oh, okay, because I heard that on a promo. On a promotional announcement. I think you call that a promo.
Yeah, it's the station that we talk about what you do, and go ahead.
All right. I think he had every reason to do it.
Okay, why do you think he had every reason to do it?
Because, sir, he had motive, he had the opportunity, and if you remember Rod Steiger, and in the heat of the night, he says, I got the weapon, which is a gun, I got the motive, which is money, and I got the body, which is dead.
Whatever that has to do with what we're not talking about the movie.
Well, I just think here's a young woman who is having an affair with him, very much deeply, very much in love, and I'm sure that what Condit told her was, I don't want to see you ever in my bed again. These sheets have been stained for the last time.
Why did he say that? And why do you attribute to him such vulgarity? Why would you attribute to him Such a vulgar thing.
Well, there's no doubt that he had no intention of marrying the girl. There's no doubt.
I love the way all you guys call in and you all think you know what's in this guy's mind, okay?
Oh, come on, Phil. You've seen the same FBI reports that I've seen. You've read the newspapers. This guy was caught between a rock and a hard place. Okay?
Now, all right, what was his motive? Just give me the motive.
What? You want you ask him. He'll give you the motive. Hit it.
No, you tell me. What's the motive? What was Gary Condit's motive for if you think he killed her, what was his motive?
Okay, she was in love with him.
Well, that's enough for me to kill a woman. That's, hi, I love you, Phil. Okay, well, bang.
No. Don't be stupid, okay? You know,
you're the guy that hasn't given me the motive yet. You say he had the... What do you mean I got the motive, which is money, I got the weapon, which is a gun, and I got the body, which is dead?
That's a great line from In the Heat of the Night with Mr. Rod Steiger. One of the most profound experiences.
Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-MENTAL-CASE. Off his rocker. I got the motive, which is money. First of all, if you want the motive, I guess the motive is she won't get off his back. Maybe he'll kill her then, and he's got the opportunity. When's the opportunity? I didn't have the chance to ask the guy, what would be the conceivable opportunity? 1-800-449-8686. Bellflower, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil, I think that Gary Condit, can you hear me?
I can hear you well, ma'am, yeah.
Yes, first of all, I welcome the opportunity to comment on this, and I want to thank you and everybody there at KFI for...
thank you.
For giving me the opportunity. I think he got her pregnant, and he wanted to get her an abortion, and she wouldn't do it, so he killed her to cover it up.
And what leads you to believe that?
The some of the newspapers have reported that she had got pregnant. Now, if that's the case... And
there's a lot of ifs here. You know the old saying, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle.
Isn't that? That's interesting. But I really feel...
But what I'm saying is if...
The National Enquirer reported, though, that it's possible she got pregnant. Let's just go. I don't want to argue with you, Phil.
I appreciate that.
Let's just say she got pregnant.
Okay. And he says, get an abortion.
And he says, you need to get an abortion because if you have this baby, if you are pregnant, then it comes out as a scandal.
It's a scandal, okay.
So she did not want to have the abortion, and so he kills her to cover it up.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's suppose their affair has been quiet up to this point. She gets pregnant.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Let's say, for instance, that Gary Condit has... She has an abortion.
Are you there?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
I can hear you now, Phil. I'm on a cell phone.
All right, let me say it again. Let's suppose she gets pregnant and Gary Condit wants her to have an abortion. And
I can hear the...
Ma'am, Mike, put her on hold and...
No, I can hear you now. It's just that you're in and out. You're like my ex-husband. You know, you're up and down like a... I'm just trying to...
Okay, can you hear this? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Let's say she got pregnant... And she wants to...
No, he got pregnant.
He got pregnant. And she... What do you mean he got pregnant?
I'm saying that... Let's say he wanted her to get pregnant. And she refused.
All right. He wanted her to get pregnant and she refused. So naturally, what are you talking about? He wanted her to get an abortion because she got pregnant.
Was that by him?
Yes, it was by him.
Well, how do you know that? Because...
Well, if he killed her... If he... What are these people telling me? Let's say he got pregnant, so she went and had an abortion. That way, she'd kill him. Get her back. Are you talking to her right now, Mike? What are you getting? Don't give her one of the Phil Hendry Show t-shirts. Look at this. He's giving her away a t-shirt already. Hey, thanks for your call, ma'am. Hold on for a minute. Dear, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What is your name?
My name is Clara Bingham, sir.
All right. I want to get to the bottom of this with you, okay? Condit, she got pregnant.
First of all, Gary Condit is a he.
I know that. Quit trying to be cute with me, all right?
No, I am trying to figure out what you are saying because all of the talk radio program, talk show programs that I've been listening to, they don't make head or tail out of this, and I can't. I went in the kitchen. I made myself a Lipton cup of soup, which I always do every afternoon. I turn on my talk programming.
That's all very nice, ma'am, and I'm sure that you enjoy the Lipton cup of soup.
And I always have Henry Weinhardt to go with that. Now,
that's all very sweet and wonderful, okay? Let's just get back that she got pregnant, he didn't want her to have the baby, he asked her to get an abortion, she refused, he killed her.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
All right. Wouldn't it be easier, nothing had come out about their affair up to that point, isn't that right?
After the time she got pregnant.
She didn't get pregnant, we're speculating.
All right, but up to the time that speculative she got
pregnant. Up to the time speculative she got pregnant. So why not just have the baby? He's keeping it hush-hush anyway.
Well, that kind of thing you can't keep quiet because the child will get older and will demand to know who the father is, and he'll come in on Mr. Conner, you know, all older, 21, a skateboard freak or something, and say, "Are you my daddy?" And it's all very ugly. And I can tell you that because men are like that.
Well, it's a lot easier to cover up a pregnancy than it is to...
For her to kill Gary Condit.
Yes, for her to kill Gary Condit because he was... All right, she's not getting a T-shirt, and she didn't kill Gary Condit, and we don't know that anybody killed anybody. What does she want? What do you want, ma'am?
Plus, a congressman can't have no bastard child. That's against the Articles of the Confederation.
Okay. The Articles of Confederation, yes. 1-800-449-8686. We're off and running here. Already I've got blood pressure problems. I'm bleeding from the ears. It's the Phil Hendry Show as we speak about the Chandra Levy situation, crisis, dilemma, missing person report, murder. Whatever you'd like to call it today. 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Hendry.
And we're back at 1-800-449-8686, taking your calls, your impressions on the Chandra Levy, Gary Condit. Why don't we just call him Ralph, okay, so I don't, because people have confused me enough with, is it Jerry or Gary or Harry? Or I'm going to just call him Ed Condit. And what has happened to this young lady? And, you know, it's very easy for us to sit and chew through this, oh, ever so enjoyably. We forget that there's a family in darkness. There's a family that is, you know, in pain. And a young woman gone missing. 1-800-449-8686. Culver City, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Phil, I hope you can hear me because I'm on a cell phone.
I can hear you fine, sir.
Phil, you know Clinton started all of this. Every Democrat thinks he can sleep with some young girl. And all they ever do, why can't, if you...
This is the same call I had from a guy who started the hour that it's all about Democrats.
Why do you people in the media continually deny the moral culpability of the Democratic Party and the liberals who have corrupted, at least in the person of Clinton and in this Gary Condit, this young woman who was an intern came to Washington, D.C. with the purest of motives? Why can't you at least take that stand?
I will tell you that powerful men exploit young women. I will tell you that people exploit people. But I'm not going to sit here and say that it's a symptom of the Democrats.
The liberal element in this country, and I will tell you, in my case, if you look at Clinton, you look at Gary Condit, I looked at this guy, I couldn't believe my eyes. And yet I haven't had the company of a woman in my own personal life.
Is this about you, sir?
Huh?
Is this about you, or is it about Gary Condit?
No, I'm making a point. And the point is that a guy like Gary Condit, who's a scumbag and a sleazebag, and he's getting all this stuff, and I have not had normal relations with a woman for 4 years.
Well, maybe you ought to see a psychiatrist.
Maybe I lost my wife and family. Maybe I have more morality than to sleep with everything that walks by my car when I'm driving down Washington Boulevard in Culver City. Maybe I've got more moral fiber than that.
But you say, yeah, you got moral fiber. Hey, you know what? This isn't about you getting laid.
Well, for me, I've lived my life by a simple code. It's one that you may have heard before. Go do the right thing. No Democrat lives by that code. But I have heard it said, and I say to myself when I get up in the morning, Larry, go do the right thing.
Again, this is all about you, but not about Gary Condon. And
no, but the liberals don't live by the code of go do the right thing. The liberals live by the code of let me go out and do the wrong thing today. Let me see who I can corrupt today. Let me see if I can get a good case of the drip going. And then spread it to my wife and maybe my daughter.
And then what is the vitriol that you have about the Democrats?
Because for 8 solid years, Bill Clinton sat in the White House, corrupted our foreign policy, while at the same time getting an oral job from an intern. He got more than any rental car, any dentist chair, any park bench. I go out there.
And you can't get laid, and so this is the problem of Gary Condon.
No, men like me who want to respect a woman, and I'm sleeping on a cot on the service porch of my mother's home. But let me tell you something.
And you know, if you were a guest on my show, I'd probably let you windbag this, sir, but I got to move on to some other calls.
No, but you want to cut me off because you liberals do that. You want to cut me off.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement.
I'm simply saying this guy gets more tang than an astronaut, and yet all I do is sit at home and I pray every night to Jesus. I get up, I walk the streets and sit on park benches, and when a young lady walks by and I ask her would she like to have a cup of coffee, she looks at me like I'm a creep. But I go out.
And you do the right thing.
And I do the right thing. I hope Gary Condon is arrested for the crime, is on death row, is gang raped in the yard, and that is eventually put before a firing squad and in the electric chair. And that is all.
Well, that's really bright.
No, you liberals. You.
Yeah, okay, great. What a bright guy. Get him into the electric chair and put him before a firing squad. More tang than an astronaut. 1-800-449-8686. We are talking about Gary Condon. We're talking about Chandra Levy. We're getting your impressions. 1-800-449-8686. The guy said did say one thing that, well, nothing he said made any sense, but it's a little frustrating to hear that this is only like Democrats are doing this. The Democrats are the stupidest cats because they're getting caught. And I say this as a dumb Democrat. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go to West Hills. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil. I wanted to make a comment about Gary Condon.
Go right ahead.
You know, I have seen this man on television. I have seen him. My husband and I have...
He looks like a good guy.
Okay, who's going to be talking, you or your husband?
I'm going to...
I just want to make a comment. I want to make some comment.
Okay, let your wife talk.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I've seen Gary Condon on television. I have seen him conduct himself in front of the Agricultural Committee of the United States.
And that committee on the Congress.
Yeah, could you? Who's that?
My husband, Steve. You have to be quiet. And he is very well-spoken. He is very articulate. I don't think there is a woman listening right now that isn't very fully aware that he is quite handsome. I'm sure he cuts a very dashing figure. He looks like the kind of man who respects a woman. He is obviously very well-groomed. And the other thing is, have the D.C. police checked into the black angle? And I don't want to be...
Well, I don't want racist or anything.
Oh, here we go, the black angle. So what? She lived in Washington, D.C.?
Well, Phil, it is a predominantly African place. And
I'm African, more African than Congo.
Okay, your husband's comments are not appreciated, okay?
You have to shut up, Steve. You have to shut up. But the thing of it is, first of all, could you see, that's a man who loves his hair, so he can't put a stocking cap over it. And another.
Okay, now you're going down this with the black angle, so meaning what?
I think it's entirely possible that she was tragically attacked, pulled into a doorway, raped, her throat cut, and then stuffed in a garbage can.
By a black man.
It's possible. I don't know. What are you trying to say?
And it, well, I'm saying that your theory is stupid because...
How dare you? Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. First of all, it's stupid. They would have found her in the garbage can.
They might have emptied it.
Huh?
The garbage company might have come along and emptied it.
They might have emptied it.
Emptied it. Oh, I see. Okay. Hey, Eddie, let's just throw... Oh, there's a body in there. Well, take it out to the landfill. Bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Ooh. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. We'll continue in a moment.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we are talking about the Chandra Levy case. And a couple of things that are interesting to note. The FBI is going to be releasing, or I don't know if they're going to be releasing, but they are still going over the tests that they conducted in Gary Condit's apartment. And I think that information is still forthcoming, in other words. And then, of course, there is the list of websites that Chandra Levy was to have visited. On May 1st, there was use of her laptop computer. The last time she was seen by anybody was April 30th at a health club. And then on May the 1st, there was an email sent from her laptop. Do they know who the email was sent to and what it said? That would be something that might be interesting. So 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Alhambra. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. Is this the place where I say mega dittos? Because
I don't understand, sir.
The talk program.
You're on the talk program right now, Phil Hendry Show.
All right, sir. But you say mega dittos from the Walnut and Orange Grove country that's paved over. Do I say that now?
Mega dittos. You don't say freaking mega dittos in this show. What do you mean, the Walnut and Orange Grove country?
Is this the Rush Limbaugh show?
The Rush, no, it's the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, sir. Well, mega dittos.
Yeah, mega dittos to you. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. First of all, I wanted to say about the Gary Condit thing.
Go ahead.
He took the GD polygraph test. What more do these, the weepy-eyed woman and her husband want? He took the polygraph test already.
Well, he did do that.
They didn't say what kind, did they?
They didn't say what kind. They said take a polygraph test. That was in the early part of July, as a matter of fact, when they asked that.
That is exactly correct. And I want to tell you something else about all of the people that are moralizing about this guy Condit, whether he dipped his wick, whether he checked his oil, got his ashes hauled, or any other kind of nonsense. I'm a Korean War veteran.
Yes, sir.
And I was in Korea. As a result of being a Korean War veteran.
And, so you got around to Korea as a Korean War veteran?
Yeah, you need to go to the country.
To be a veteran of it?
Yes. And I saw more Marines and more Navy personnel, and I say this with love for my wife and all of the women in this country, but those boys lined up knee-deep and got themselves laid in a military orderly fashion. And then went out and made monkeys out of those Koreans.
And so your point is that you can be immoral and still get the job done?
That occasionally a man is going to want to dip the wick and go out and do his job. And I don't think...
All right, so Gary Condit could have had an affair and he's still doing his job. Doesn't mean he murdered her.
I didn't see any... The closest... I'll tell you, and I say this with deep love for my wife... I went to a brothel in Seoul, South Korea. I had a taste, okay. I put my hands around her throat, but that was just something I'd always wanted to do.
And but you didn't kill her?
No, I did not kill her.
I find it very unusual putting your hands around a woman.
All you monkeys out there calling for him to resign, you can go. You know what you can do. Go spit.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. There's a Korean War veteran, makes a very good point. The, as he put it, he did take a GD lie detector test, so what more do people want? All right, let's go to San Marino. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, the Republicans should be using this, Phil, as a way to bury the Democrats, but they're holding back. And they ought to be sticking it in and breaking it off. And I will tell you, from my... And what's Bush doing? He's over in Europe right now, you know. So...
Okay, this is... Why do you want to be political hay out of something?
Well, right now, the Republican Party has a very wonderful opportunity to step up their giggy with a wah-wah brush, twist it, and break it off. And yet they don't want to do that. And
are you a Republican?
No, sir, I'm a Democrat.
So you want to...
Well, I mean, that's what I do, you know. If I was a member, don't you know, of the Republican Party, but I'm not.
So they ought to be making some political hate. What about the missing girl?
Well, D.C. police is doing everything they can to do that. So, but I'd be sticking it in, twisting it, and breaking it off.
Just to make them suffer.
Yes, sir, because this is another opportunity for the Republicans to make a point. And they ought to be taking it to them with a wire pipe cleaner, sticking it up, turning it, then breaking it off.
Okay, I got the graphic thing of what they ought to be doing.
But with a wire pipe cleaner.
Not a Wawa brush.
No, I thought about that. I don't think that would be good enough. But you could take, you know, one of those coat hangers, stick it up.
Okay, man. Jesus.
All right, well, I love your program, Phil. Thanks so much.
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, can you get him the... We need to put him on hold. 1-800-449-8686. Mike, put that old guy on hold so we can clear the line off. Well, what is he doing? Is he going to take a shower? I can hear a guy singing in the background. Get him to hang the phone up. Put him on hold, Mike, okay? Get that guy on hold because he's... Oh, come on. Put him on hold.
Oh, man.
Okay, Mike, I'm doing a talk radio segment here. I gotta have this. Can we please get somebody... Give me that hammer. Just give me the hammer. If I gotta disengage every line with a hammer, I'm gonna do that.
Oh! Yeah, it burns. Still got that infection from the war. Mm-hmm.
Give me that hammer.
Oh, Clarice, you there?
Get me that hammer! Oh, man. I had to smash the freaking matrix, but I did it. I mean, what else could I do? I'm sorry. You're going to have to get the guys to come in with another phone bank. What are you telling me you can't put that guy on hold in there? Unbelievable. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to be talking a little... Will you please get the guy on hold, man? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll have to take a break. We got to take a break now. We'll be right back.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Of course, that's our number. A few minutes with more of your phone calls on the Chandra Levy case. Just July 10th, just a little bit of the timeline. July 10th, police and FBI search Condit's apartment. Police and the FBI search Condit's apartment for signs of foul play as part of their investigation into Levy's disappearance. Emphasizing that there is no evidence of a crime, Police Chief Charles Ramsey describes the search as pretty standard and says Condit is just one of roughly 100 people. Now, hear that. 100 people that the police have interviewed in connection with this case. He may be the most high-profile guy. But who's the guy the police are looking at? Out of 100, which guy rates the highest on their hit parade? See, that's nobody. We don't get it because we're all in with this Condit thing. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Santa Monica. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil, I love your program. I really find it informative, but I think some of the people you get calling your show...
The real pieces of work, huh?
Oh, my God, that last gentleman. I wanted to mention, Phil, something that needs to be said, and that is Gary Condit's wife, it is my understanding she's been ill.
That is mine as well.
And I don't think we are giving enough weight to the very real likelihood that this was a man 3,000 miles removed from a woman that apparently was not able to be a woman to him.
Well, I don't know the nature of their illness. I mean, I've heard it was speculated that she is not, that they have not had a...
Well, did you hear the flight attendant, Miss Smith? I found her very interesting. She really came to Gary's rescue there. They had a sexual liaison, is my understanding.
There was a year, an affair of a year.
And apparently she gave him what she got, you know, and so...
I don't know, what do you mean she gave him what she got?
Well, what she got, he got, you know, in other, he got some of her stuff. And I really feel...
Well, he got, they had a relationship.
That is correct, yes. She gave it up. And that's something that this woman couldn't give it up to him. And I'm sure, and I don't know if you remember Vincent Vega at all, but...
Who is he, ma'am? I don't know.
Well, he's a gentleman, he was quoted as saying, I think it's backed up into your brain. In other words, they were speaking at that time of semen.
Okay, hold on. Are you talking about Reservoir Dogs?
That's it, yes. He'd been in prison and had been gang raped, and it backed up into...
Okay, I don't need to hear quotes from Reservoir Dogs. What are you trying to say? Are you
Well, I think you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Gary Condit was backing up into his brain, and so he had to get some...
I think you can say it.
Well, no, I won't say it.
Relief. That's the word you're looking for.
I'm not looking for it. I don't need to talk about it. So, in other words, Gary Condit's wife could not be, whatever, for whatever reason, relate to him intimately.
And the man did what any lonely man would do. Any man lonely and thirsting for love. The Who said it very well. Love reign o'er me. My heart is swelling with need. The night is black, and I'm hot and full of sweat. And Gary Condit, in 1 week moment, Phil, yes, 1 week moment, decided he had had it all. And he needed something. Something...
Well, this is all very poetic.
Please let me finish. You know, this five-fingered Mary thing goes only so far, and then...
Okay, so Gary Condit needed it, and it doesn't mean that he murdered anybody.
Exactly, and I think we ought to cut the man some slack. He need what she got. And it...
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot, Mama. He need what she got. 1-800-449-8... Unbelievable. Supply and demand, right? 1-800-449-8686. We'll go again to Santa Monica. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, I don't know anything about where Condit stands on the issues, but I think he should resign because this guy is a 53-year-old guy sleeping with a young girl. I think it's all icky and everything. It's... I mean, how could she...
Are we talking about where is Chandra Levy? Are we just talking about the morality and the aesthetics of an older guy sleeping with a younger woman?
Well, I guess we're talking about the aesthetics. I mean, I guess you probably got a lot of young women listening to your show, and how many of them would like to have some old, wrinkled-up ball sack dangling over
you? Okay. You are a sad, sick, disgusting pile. And if you ever put a call through like that again, Mike... You are going to be on my list. What a vile freak. Jeez. We are getting comments from people at 1-800-449-8686 on the Chandra Levy thing. And let's go over here now to Temple City. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, go, Gary, go, go. Rip off a piece, man.
1-800, did we dump that? 1-800-449-8686. We'll go over here to Modesto. I think we got a call in from Modesto. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Phil, how are you doing?
Not too good right now.
Oh, I got to tell you, it kind of brings out all kinds, don't it?
Yes, it does, sir.
Well, Phil, I'm up here in Modesto, and I'm a member of a group called Friends of Chandra Levy, who also support Gary Condit. It's a very kind of an organization we felt we really needed. And
now, what's the name of the group again, sir?
Our group is called Friends of Chandra Levy, and we are also friends of Gary Condit. We also support him.
And that's the name of your group?
Right. I guess we ought to write it down because I haven't written it down.
Yeah, write it down. What would be the name if you wrote it down?
Because I'm just doing it from memory.
What's the name of it if you wrote it down?
Okay. Friends of Chandra Levy.
Who also support Gary Condit?
Support. That's a good word. Yeah.
Okay, what am I doing? I'm helping you with your organization here?
Well, we just formed it, and it was about a half hour ago, because we found out...
A half hour ago?
Yes, sir. We're called FOCLTASGC. And what FOCLTASGC?
You can just say Friends of Chandra and Gary. How about that?
Well, that's even better. Friends of Chandra and Gary. That'd be F-O...
Well, forget about the initials and tell me what you think.
Well, Phil, really what we think is that we think he has a right to stay quiet, but we also think he ought to tell the police... that's F-O-C-A-G, so it's almost like fag, but it's full cag.
Friends of Gary, of Condit, and what is that, F-O-L-A-G?
How's it? Friends of Condit and Gary, isn't that what it is?
No, it's Friends of Chandra and Gary.
Oh, F-O-C-A-G, yeah. Folkhag.
Folkhag.
And what Folkhag represents...
Forget your organization and just talk to me straight about your opinion, sir.
All right, well, Phil, really what we're talking about here is that Folkhag is... Well, okay, I won't say that.
Yeah, it's because it's starting to tighten my jaws.
Okay, I'm sorry. We really think that he has a right to stay quiet, but we think he should also tell the police everything that he knows. And we've got a press release coming out.
About what?
About...
About how he ought to shut up and tell the cops everything?
Yes, sir.
How does he do that?
Well, first of all, I think the press ought to leave him alone, and I think the police ought to get off his back.
But then he should go tell the police everything?
Yes, sir, I think he should.
How does he not tell the police anything and tell the police everything?
Well, see, that's the deal. Right now, we just got the name down, Friends of Chandra and Gary, and now...
Yeah, I guess now you ought to figure out what the hell it is you're saying.
Yeah, I was talking to Bert Selvey, who's also with our organization, and I said that's what should come first.
Yeah, find out what you want to believe in, and then come up with the name.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bert, that's what we did wrong.
Yeah, you came up with the name first,
and then
the philosophy second, and you still don't have the philosophy.
Bert, the guy on the radio says that we ought to come up...
Okay, sir, can you talk to him later?
Oh, just hold on, Phil. The guy on the radio says you should have come up with philosophy first, then the name. Bullcrap! Bullcrap, you talk to him.
What do you mean, bullcrap?
The guy's bullcrap, that's your fat.
I'm telling you... Hang up on him.
Well, Phil, we really love you.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. That's it. That's really a fair sampling of the opinions of people across the country. But as you probably know, all of those voices were performed by me. And you may say, well, Phil, why would you do an entire hour of talk radio where you play yourself and the callers? And I was just told not 10 minutes ago by my producer, Mike, he said, the calls from real people that we're getting are saying exactly the same things, only they're not as interesting or funny. So why don't you just keep doing it? And that's really kind of what the Phil Hendry Show is all about. Speaking of Reservoir Dogs, I want to make this statement. The greatest airplane ride I ever took in my life was on a Miami Dolphin charter to Green Bay, Wisconsin, to play the Green Bay Packers. In that flight that we took to Green Bay, I ate a New York sirloin steak, mashed potatoes, big, juicy pieces of, like, you know, a lobster, all the freaking food we wanted to eat, and they showed Reservoir Dogs in flight uncut. And it was and I'll never be invited back because the Dolphins hate my guts. Okay, because one of their players sued me. All right, 1-800-449-86, is that me trolling for an invitation from another team? You bet. It's the Phil Hendry Show.